Kim Kardashian, fall of Roe v. Wade really scary, gay marriage is in jeopardy as well as surrogacy. By Warner Todd Houston on September 11, 2022. In a long discussion with Interview magazine, reality show personality Kim Kardashian claimed that gay marriage and even surrogacy childbirth are now under threat of being outlawed in the wake of the recent Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. In an interview in which she pushed all the left's favorite hot-button issues, including fear-mongering about global warming and freeing murderers from jail, Kardashian vented her fears over abortion. After claiming to be studying the law, Kardashian said that the overturning of Roe is both fascinating and scary. After the magazine's interviewer falsely claimed that same-sex marriage is in jeopardy too, Kardashian oddly insisted that surrogacy birth is also in jeopardy. Just seeing how far our country has progressed, to then see it regress, it's really scary to think that gay marriage is in jeopardy, she exclaimed. If a court can decide what a woman does with her body, then it also puts having children through surrogacy, and things that I have been through, in jeopardy, the reality TV star added. I always believed people should live their lives exactly how they want to. So it's really scary to see all of this happening. Some advocacy aside, there have been no serious moves anywhere in the country to end gay marriage. And no one but Kardashian seems to be talking about preventing surrogate pregnancies. Regardless, she had some advice on how to combat such changes. Never stop speaking your truth, and never stop fighting for what you believe in. I think it's so important to use your voice and speak out, and I do think that it's effective, she said. Conservatives fought against abortion for nearly 50 years. One wonders if Kardashian is at all cognizant that they spoke their truth and used their voice for decades to overturn Roe. After speaking on abortion, the social media star then went on to talk about how she feels most women in jail for murder are getting badly served by the justice system because they all committed a crime for their boyfriend, or for their husband. I mean, I probably did some dumb shit at some point and I was maybe just a few decisions off of being in a similar situation, any of us could be. Once I saw how broken the system is, I couldn't stop. I have to help as many people as I can. These people are thrown away and put in prison and no one cares. It's so heartbreaking, she exclaimed. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.